A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then. Now, after the then, you can go and read it for yourself. But it speaks about the blessing, the Lord's restoration power, etc. But the condition is what we're looking at today. The Lord says that he has set before us life and good, death and evil. Notice that they are put together. Life goes with good, and death goes with evil. It is a simple rule, an eternal law that God has given. He speaks here through Moses to his people, Israel. And he even predicts those who are going to go astray, but he tells them how to come back to him. And so finally, at the end, the Lord now speaks his final concluding words. And they are all summed up in these words. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. Now, who, listening even to this, wishes death? Nobody desires death. Everybody, in a sense, wants death. They want good. They don't want death, but they want good. They don't want evil. If they have children, no matter how wicked they might have been, but they want good for their children. They don't desire evil and death for their children. But notice that the two are put together, that there is life and good. If you don't have life, and it means, of course, God's life, it's not just human life, you have that already if you're listening to this, but it means that good goes with life. In fact, it comes before life. If you don't have God's goodness in you, and you've chosen instead evil, then you will not have life. It is also true that without God's life, you cannot be good. And you'll find that unless the Lord Jesus has gotten hold of your heart, there will be evil that you will continue to do, and death will follow. But the Lord says that you don't have to continue in that way. He offers the choice. Obey his commandments by loving the Lord your God. Verse 16. Notice that by loving him, we can obey him. If you don't love him, you'll find it impossible to obey him. Uma ungamthandi ngayo yonke inhliziyo ngeke umlalele uNkulunkulu. Love him, and God makes it possible. Then you will obey him.